Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will put the word of prayer on my tongue, on my lips, in my heart, in my spirit. I pray that this word that you give me to speak into the hearing of your people, Father God, that it will be mind renewing, that it will be soul transforming, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, as I come boldly to thy throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of our need, in a time of our trouble, in the time of our struggle, in the time of our fear, in a time of our pain, in the time of our hurt, in the time of our distress, in the time of our despair, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know what your people need on today. You know what each and every person is going through, Father God. You know the hurt. You know the pain. You know the stress that they have. You know the worry, the concern, Father God. But I pray that we will all cast our cares upon you, Father God, knowing that you careth much for us, Father God. Allow us to know, Father God, that regardless of what we are going through, Father God, you are with us, Father God, but you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Allow us to know the same way you sent a ram in the bush for Abraham and Isaac, that you have a ram in the bush for us, whatever that ram may be, whether it's blessings, whether it's favor, whether it's marriage, whether it's children, whether it's money, whatever we need from you, God, you have it, Lord God. And help us to just hold on to you. Help us to hold on to your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to remember that you are a good God and we serve a great and faithful God. Lord God, even when we're not faithful, you are faithful to us. Help us to hold on, Father God, to your unchanging hands. Help us to hold on to the promises of your word, Father God, knowing that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to continue to be led by the Spirit, Father God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be strong in you, for you are the source of our strength and the strength of our lives, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be secured and anchored in you. Allow us to be like the house, Father God, that was planted upon the rock and not upon the sand. So when the storms of life come, Father God, we won't be bounced to and fro, Father God, but we will be anchored in you, Father God. Help us to be anchored in you on today, Father God. Help, Father God, our mind to be anchored in you, our soul, our spirit, our heart, our bodies. Allow us to be fully anchored in you, Father God. And Lord God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the ways you're going to make for your people on today. I thank you for the doors you're going to open for your people on this week. I thank you for the blessings, the unexpected blessings you're going to send to your people on this week, Father God. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for all that you're going to do, Father God. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Sorry for the camera going sideways. But I pray that this prayer has blessed you. I pray that it has encouraged you. I pray that it has lifted you up. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.